From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We are streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks for joining me today live inside of the Mercy One studio. It is Tuesday, November 26th. And since it's a Tuesday, that means we have none other than Adam Story on coming up here soon, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. Preparing your family for Advent is what we're talking about. Yes, Advent is Sunday. Hard to believe, but it is fast approached, and yes, we want to prepare for it. You got a few days left, so we'll bring on Adam Story to help us with some of those ways. Jean Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her 10 o'clock show this morning at 7:45. Sonia Corbett's going to be coming back on the show. She's a Catholic author and speaker, produced several multimedia Bible studies, including Unleashed, Fearless, Ignite, and Fulfilled, and she is going to be on to talk about Exalted, which is really something I thought was pretty neat, and I have not read the full book yet, full disclosure, but I have been skimming some of it, and I really like it. So we'll have Sonia Corbett coming up at about 7:45 today. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports, weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwell. We will have your Saint of the Day coming up in the second half hour as well. Looking forward to it, everyone. Let's get right to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hall of Famer.
Well, Mr. Leonetti, how are you?
I'm doing fine this morning. What's up in your world?
Well, I'm fasting for the big week ahead. I know you are too.
Yes, that's always good. I guess looking what I ate last night, it wasn't really much of a fast. But anyway, when you bring in possum to the equation, yeah, it's just not going to end well for me.
Yeah, anytime you do that, it doesn't end well for anyone.
Jimmy thought I said possum. I said pasta, not possum. No wild game at the Leonetti household. Pasta.
Yeah, the accent was on the wrong syllable.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see where he'd be mistaken.
There you go. I have had possum before, though. I think it was possum. I don't know. My brother-in-law, he brings over these stews and things and gets me to try them, and I take one bite and I'm done. He's a hunter.
You don't even ask. I love it. You don't even ask.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way it works.
That's awesome.
So you're getting ready for Thursday. I know you're going up there to Ankeny, so it sounds fun.
Yeah. Yep. Should Good. Be. That'd be the first Thanksgiving in Father Mike's new parish and his mm-hmm. rectory, but we get to host Christmas. That's the alternative, mm, John.
He there you
takes
go.
Takes care of Thanksgiving. We host Christmas.
Now, what food?
My sister-in-law will.
What dish are you most looking forward to eating? I asked my wife this last night.
Hmm. Well, they're all good because everybody brings a little bit of everything.
Yeah, but if you got one thing that isn't that doesn't come and you would be disappointed, would be what?
Oh my God. I guess my sister's desserts. If she doesn't bring those desserts, we don't let her in.
Nah.
We've locked her out before.
Nah.
She's got to go home or went somewhere and found some. But
there you go.
She does make real good desserts, so my sister's desserts. But, you know, we're going to have the ham, the turkey, and then I think lasagna is another side. So we're going to have all three of those.
I would say, yeah, we're going to have pasta as well. Not possum, but pasta. And we are also, I would say, my wife's crock pot stuffing. It's a hit. It takes about 8 hours, but it is a massive hit. So that would be my go-to.
My goodness, I've never heard of that. That's pretty good.
Oh, it's excellent. Absolutely excellent. I mean, she dries the bread out a day and a half before, and we have all these loaves of bread at the house right now, and she just, I don't know, she does her thing with it in the crock pot. She says it's easy, but it's tasty, so everyone loves it.
All right. And you are doing what with all this going on?
If I get enough texts on the text line for it, I'll give the recipe for it. If you want that recipe, you just text in yes to 515-223-1150, and I'll text over to my wife. What am I doing? Well, I'm watching football.
Yes. What are you bringing? Yeah. No, what are you bringing?
Oh, what am I bringing?
Beside yourself.
Absolutely nothing. I guess from what I'll bring the kids. How's that? I'll bring them inside the house. I carry the car seat.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's it.
Answered my question.
There you go.
I love it. I love it. Well, let's hope the weather holds off. Doesn't sound good starting tonight, tomorrow, and the next few days. So if you're traveling, get there early because you may have to leave earlier because they're looking at snow up in northwest Iowa. Today we're going to see rain in central Iowa. So be mindful of that, John. If anybody's traveling, tell them to start early because this weather's going to be kind of somewhat treacherous.
Or
you
That's
can call
the
them,
key.
Like, blizzard-like conditions. Mm-hmm. Blizzard-like conditions in northwest Iowa. So we don't want to see that.
That's the key and take it slow.
Absolutely. Let's get right to it this morning from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk. Meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines. We have at the Mercy One Studios fair skies and 33 degrees, a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. And it feels like temperature is 27 degrees on this Tuesday, November 26th. Today we'll see cloudy skies, rain later on this afternoon, a high of 42 degrees, east-northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. So it's not too bad here in the central Iowa area. Tonight we'll have rain, overnight low of 32 degrees, but the winds will be kicking up. Northwest winds overnight 25, gusting to over 35 miles per hour. And that means we're going to have a wind advisory beginning tomorrow morning. 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts expected on Wednesday, partly cloudy, a high of 37 degrees. And on Thanksgiving Day, all day it'll be cloudy, but then snow moving in later in the afternoon here in central Iowa, high of 36 degrees. And on Friday, rain, heavy rain at times with a high of 44 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, well, Des Moines property owners, consider yourselves warned. It's going to cost more this winter to leave a snowy sidewalks not shoveled. Des Moines Public Works Director Jonathan Gano says fines are going up $50, starting at $75 for a first offense, all the way to $175 for a fifth and subsequent offenses. Easy for me to say. Gano said the city took a number of complaints last winter of sidewalks that weren't shoveled. Des Moines has more than 750 miles of sidewalks, meaning the city can only respond to those that aren't shoveled. Des Moines City Code says a property owner has 48 hours from the time it stops snowing to clear their sidewalks. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, men's college basketball, Miami of Ohio defeated the Drake Bulldogs 67-59 at the Gulf Coast Showcase down in Fort Myers, Florida. Today, Drake takes on Northeastern, and they'll tip off at 10 o'clock this morning in a consolation game. Tonight, Northern Iowa men, they're at the Cancun Classic in Mexico as they take on undefeated West Virginia. They'll tip off at 7:30. That'll be televised on CBSSN. Last night, NFL Monday Night Football, the end of Week 12, the Baltimore Ravens defeated the Los Angeles Rams 45-6. Tonight, AHL hockey, Iowa Wild on the road at Texas, while NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves on the road at Arizona. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has a season opener for both the Dowling girls and boys bowling team. They'll take on Fort Dodge this afternoon at Val Lanes. Boys swimming tonight, Dowling at the five-team Ankeny Invitational. That gets underway at 5:30 at the Trail Point Aquatic Center in Ankeny. And right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, high school girls basketball, the Dowling girls season opener is the second-ranked Maroons travel to Des Moines Lincoln. And our pregame has been moved up. It'll be at 6:45 tonight. Tip off at 7 o'clock from the Roundhouse at Lincoln. Dowling and Lincoln, again, tipping off at 7 o'clock. Once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studio. Fair skies, 33 degrees, a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. Today we'll see cloudy skies, rain later on this afternoon. Today's high, 42 degrees, east-northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Tuesday morning, John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Ah!
traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are looking good already this morning. About a 7-minute drive from the west mixer to downtown on 235, 7 minutes from the east mixer to downtown. Already a stall this morning. I-235 westbound at Keough. It's on the right shoulder, so use a caution there. Thanks to BuilderKent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKent has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Well, nothing gets you all texting like a stuffing recipe. Huh? All right. So tomorrow at this time tomorrow, about 7:08, 7:09, I will share my wife's stuffing recipe with you all. She's very generous with that recipe with her friends and family. So I will have no problem getting that from her. And just make sure you have a pen or a piece of paper, something to write it down. So tomorrow at this time, I'll share that recipe just in time for the holidays. But instead of stuffing, we'll have Adam Story. Bring him on now. I was trying to think of some kind of bridge there, but I don't think there's anything. I don't know.
I know. I bet a lot of your listeners are disappointed. They're like, just get to the recipes. Let's go.
I know. Today's Adam Story. Tomorrow's the stuffing. Some people might want that switch, but I don't. I want to listen to Adam Story because I already got the recipe. But let's talk about Advent, my friend. It starts on Sunday. It was kind of hard to believe.
It is, you know, Thanksgiving is late this year, but, you know, we're heading into, right into the Advent season. And a lot of times there is that quick transition right from Thanksgiving to Christmas, but we forget about the whole season of Advent. And this is, you know, a beautiful anticipatory time, a time to prepare our hearts, prepare our lives for receiving Christ as he comes at Christmas. And so we don't want to forget it. You know, we want to celebrate it, and we want to live into that season.
Well, I think if most Catholics were asked what is the season on the church's calendar that you take most seriously, I would obviously say it would be Lent, right? I think most of us would say, well, we give something up, or we take something on, or whatever it is that we do, we're mindful of that season in a way like no other seasons. But I think there's an argument there to put Advent right at the top with Lent. You know, we are preparing for the greatest thing to ever happen to the world, for Jesus Christ, God made man to be born. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when we miss out, and one of the reasons, you know, we celebrate Lent and we prepare during Lent for the sake of Easter, and Advent too, we prepare during Advent and we celebrate Advent for the sake of Christmas. And, you know, everybody, we get excited, as we should, about Christmas, but the more fully we're prepared, the better we'll be able to celebrate it. And I think, particularly, I think Advent is a season of hope. You know, hope is this desiring, this anticipation of the kingdom, or desiring of the coming of Christ, a longing for him, but also a confidence or a trust in its fulfillment. And you know, that hope that we're supposed to cultivate, both the desire but the confidence in the fulfillment, then when Christ comes at Christmas, we're just able to celebrate that and to live into that so much more fully.
Mm-hmm. And how do you do that at home?
Well, you know, one of the things, and I've talked about it before on this show, I'm a big fan of singing. I think we have to sing. And, you know, this is a season of singing. We have so many Christmas carols, but there's so many beautiful Advent hymns, too. And you know, one of the things my family does every dinner after we say our meal prayer during Advent, we sing a verse of O Come Emmanuel. And, you know, again, we're calling for him to come. And some people might object that we're bringing in the O antiphons too early, but I think it's appropriate. But we sing and we call out for the Lord to come, that we call out and we ask him to break into our lives with that trust and that confidence that that's what he's coming to do at Christmas.
If people are objecting to the O antiphons rather than the singing, I think you're doing okay.
Well, maybe, yeah, it's not too bad, yeah.
That would be something that I would have strong objections, people would have strong objections to with me. So you sing, and I know that's always been important, that's kind of a staple, and I love that you've done that, you've taught me that here on the show as well. Advent wreaths, I think, are really an important thing to go get, and I know Divine Treasures has those, so there's really no excuse, I think, for every Catholic household not to have one.
Yeah, and you know, that's a beautiful, Advent, we live Advent in our senses, and it's a beautiful thing. we get ready for dinner and it's darker out because it's winter, and we dim the lights and we light those candles. And throughout the season, visibly, we see it's getting lighter and lighter. You know, the light is coming. The light is coming because more and more candles are lit. And then there's that joyous, you know, inbreaking of God at Christmas. I mean, gets me excited. What a beautiful season that we're about to celebrate.
Yeah, and doing something, taking something on, you know, for the poor, this Advent season would be a wonderful thing to do with the family. Try to find something. Get involved in your parish's outreach to maybe, I don't know. I mean, I know St. Pius was doing taking up money for turkey. So we put some money in there for people who would otherwise not have a turkey this season or have a meal. I know there's different parishes that have kind of giving trees, so you kind of adopt a family or bring a gift or something. But something with families, your kids, grandchildren, to help them understand what the season of Christmas, as we prepare for it, is truly about. So I think that would be a good thing to do as well. This is a good time to be able to get plugged in, and I know it's going to go fast. So Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines, good on you, my friend. Anything coming up in the office?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we just started another Catholic Divorce Survival Guide, and I think especially during this holiday season, that's an important ministry to accompany people who, you know, the holiday season might be particularly hard. And we've got a Beginning Experience Weekend coming up mid-January, which is another ministry for those who have lost a spouse either through death or divorce or separation. And those are really important ministries, I think, during the holiday season.
I think so as well. Adam Story, talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, John.
All right, friends. When we come back, I'm going to share some highlights of the Pope's recent trip, and especially to Nagasaki at a papal mass near a Marian image that survived Nagasaki's atomic bomb. I'm going to go over that for you. It's a fascinating story, but also some of the words that Pope Francis has had to say to the church there in Nagasaki, but also the world. He's speaking to all of us, I think, when he travels on these trips. I think we just are a little bit more apt to listen and pay attention when the Pope travels. So we'll have that for you coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Tuesday. And a big thank you. Who's up first today? Dean Bell. None other than Dean Bell. And I'm going to see that man today. I hope he's listening right now because Dean, well, go easy on me. All right. He prides himself in working with his customers on a personal basis and making sure that all roofing needs are completed and completed to perfection. That's what he does because he is the one that's making the calls. He's the one that's walking with you in this. He's the one that's out there helping to clean up and making sure you are satisfied with your brand new roof. Residential Re-Roofs, 963-4494, is in business for 30 years. 963-4494.
National for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Straight Talk with Gene Wells at Iowa Catholic Radio Tuesday mornings at 10 and online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
R&R Realty helps you see the work of Jesus Christ through timely programs like Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting this show and all you continue to do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio with your seat at the table. Iowa Catholic Radio has continued only to grow. Three Catholic radio stations now, and you have been a part of it from the beginning. 6.9 million square feet of office, retail, multifamily, and warehouse facilities. RRRealty.com. That is RRRealty.com. Quite the piece that was done recently on Catholic News Agency, which is my primary source for Catholic news, that was just written. And I'm going to take some from that here as we talk about this. The Pope, who was recently in Nagasaki for a papal mass. Oftentimes when the Holy Father will say mass in a different country, he requests that a image or sculpture or something of the Virgin Mary be present somewhere around the altar. The Holy Father, as we know, has a deep devotion to Our Lady, and he spends lots of time asking for her intercession. He makes that very clear. Praise every decade of the Rosary, every mystery of the Rosary, every day. The Holy Father does. That's why when people say, well, I don't have time to pray the Rosary, I say, well, you know, you're not busier than the Pope, and he prays every single mystery that we have. So, I don't do that. I don't come anywhere close to that, but I'm just saying. The excuse is it's my fault. I haven't made time for it, not time's fault. Anyway, the Holy Father, during his international trip there to Nagasaki, requested a Marian image. And the sculpture that they placed there was a sculpture that survived the explosion of the atomic bomb in 1945. Now, it was severely damaged, but it did survive it. And really kind of miraculously, because when the bomb hit, friends, you know, this is so scary and eerie to say, but, you know, this is history here. And this is why the Pope's plea for no more war, you know, never again, is so important here, where he's proclaiming it. But the bomb that destroyed Nagasaki was dropped at 11:01 in the morning. And that day, Catholics were praying the novena of the Solemnity of the Assumption of Mary, for which a mass was being held. Everyone in the cathedral died, incinerated by temperatures exceeding 7,000 degrees. I mean, think of that. More than 35,000 people died in that city within just hours. Thousands more died in the months to follow. The cathedral was left obliterated. But when the bust of Our Lady was found, the face of the Virgin seemed fatally damaged, with empty eye sockets in the cheeks and hair charred, and a crack on the left side of the face, which some believers say looked now like tears of the Mother of God. When you look at this, it looks like she's crying, where that crack is perfectly placed. I'm telling you, it's incredible. And I'm looking at a picture of it right now. The image, also known as the Virgin of Urakami, is now placed in the city's new cathedral, built in 1959, on the ruins of the first one. And it's become a symbol of peace and the fight against the use of nuclear war. Our Lady has. And you look at this. I mean, it just looks like, with her hair, it's kind of charred. The eye sockets are empty. And you see kind of that crack on her face, on the side of her face. It looks like she's crying, you know, tears. What it really is amazing is this wasn't incinerated. Everything else was around it as well, including parts of this, you know, bust of Our Lady. And originally, Catholic News Agency says, the bust was part of a wood carving sculpted abroad and given to the cathedral in 1920, inspired by the painting of the Immaculate Conception by Spanish painter, I will not be able to pronounce his name. But, you know, the Holy Father's trip there was a solemn one, to say the least. So this is one of the reasons, friends, we pray for peace. You know, we're talking human life, and we as Catholics, from the moment of conception until natural death, we pray for peace and the protection of all human life. And war doesn't do that, as we know. Now, I'm not going to get into the politics. I don't get into the politics of all these sorts of things and decisions made. But at the end of the day, we as Catholics, we want and hope for peace. To be able to model that. That Christian unity. In the world we live in today. And so we pray for that. Where does it start? Well, it starts in our homes. You know, Mother Teresa said this. And you know, I've oftentimes said this as well, friends. We should never be surprised when we look out in the world and we see a world so divided. Because our families are divided. You know, many of us are going to be surrounded with people this Thursday, maybe, that we've held a grudge against for the last 10, 15, 20 years. Maybe you're not going to see people that you otherwise grew up with. Maybe a brother or sister or a family member because of a spat that happened when mom died. Or when dad died, or you know, when they said this, or they did that. You know, you think of that empty seat, or that person, or the division, or people are going to be sitting alone. And look, I'm not trying to get all doom and gloom here, but I'm saying, look, this is the reality of what we find. This is why if we want to work for peace and hard at it, well, I can't. What am I going to do? What difference am I going to make? Well, we start right there with the people God has charged us to love. And to model that kind of peace in our homes. First and foremost, peace in our families. You know, so important for us. And then, it's a ripple effect, I think. It's not going to happen overnight. But don't think for one second that we can't play a part in this. There are wars happening all around the world and families everywhere. They may not use these kind of weapons, but there are. Satan's at war here with the church, with the world, within our families, within our parishes. And God's peace is the only thing that can bring us that freedom of what it is that we're looking for. So continue to pray for the Holy Father as he continues to spread that message of peace around the world today. Coming up at 7:45, Sonia Corbett's going to be on. She's a Catholic author and speaker. She has produced several multimedia Bible studies, including a new book called Exalted. We're going to talk to her about that and Our Lady's messages through the Annunciation. It's a good book, a perfect book right now, by the way, to prepare for Advent. So we will have her coming up at 7:45 today. As for right now, Gene Wells. Hi, Gene.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. What do we got coming up on your show?
We have a special Thanksgiving show today. I have about seven of our friends that will be joining me to tell stories of how their donors have been supportive of their mission. So, you know, Ellen Miller from Mary's Meals, Marty Flaherty from Holy Family School. I have a whole slew of folks, because as you and I both know, our listeners donate and support to so many different nonprofits. So we're going to share stories. This isn't going to be an ask, you know, for additional financial support. It's nothing like that. It's just to say your support makes a difference, and thank you.
It's so funny. It's so funny you say this, because I was talking to someone yesterday and we were really brainstorming about doing a competition to be able to help raise money for Iowa Catholic Radio. And we've really got some good things going with this. I think it's going to be fun. But I said we were thinking of some people that are just on fire with Iowa Catholic Radio. And some predictions of who would win, and you are by far my prediction to win this contest. I will tell you about it sometime. I even told my wife about it last night. I said, Gene's going to take this thing and run. It's over. So you'll know about it coming up. But Gene Wells, okay, hosts of Straight Talk, previewing the 10 o'clock show. She comes on here, and then I want you to listen to it, 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the evening. It's an hour long. Otherwise, go to iowacatholicradio.com and check it out there. They are all podcasted there. Gene Wells, talk to you soon.
God bless.
All right, coming up, 7:45, Sonia Corbett. Don't go anywhere. Tuesday, November 26th, John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Quality, not just the customer service, which is quality. The commitment to the quality of workmanship and materials used, next to none. 1999, 20 years in business. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen, and what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Imagine how you might feel if you heard someone claiming to be the Son of God prophesying about the destruction of your house of worship, especially while it's still being rebuilt. On top of that, he exhorts the people, and we can learn from this as well, to not be so horrified by calamities and instead to see them as signs that we're in the end times. With faith, we believe that Jesus, who warns us about these things, is the same person as the Son of Man, who delivers us through such travails.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at GoldenRulePHC.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Sons Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Sons Naturescapes at fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And thank you for joining me every weekday morning here for this hour, this short hour that we get together. And we wouldn't have this short hour if it wasn't for underwriters like Five Sons Naturescape, my newest underwriter who has joined the party. Thank you, Five Sons Naturescape Landscape and Design, for underwriting the show. Passionate about making the outside of a home beautiful, manageable for many years to come. Wide range of high quality services, as you can find, serving Central Iowa with landscape and design. It was a dream of this Catholic family, and look at it now. It's come to full fruition. 493-1060, that's 493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, Pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
I never thought I'd see the day. Good morning, John. Yeah. That recipes would be on the Iowa Catholic Radio text line for Thanksgiving stuffing.
I got several of them.
I never thought I would see the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see you have.
They came pouring in. They want them. They want that stuffing recipe of my wife's. Crock pot stuffing is what we call it, and it is absolutely to die for. Tomorrow at about 7:09, 7:10, set your alarms. I will be saying that recipe for everyone.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to it.
All right. Watch me completely forget to get that recipe and come in tomorrow empty-handed, and then everyone shuts me off. I'm going to make sure. I will make sure I am reminded. Yeah, yeah.
it's in the log. We got it written down.
There we go.
I'll remind you.
Good. Good.
All right. Well, make sure you fast today, John. I know you got a big week ahead. You got to pace yourself. It's all about pacing. I know you overindulged yourself last night. You got to pace yourself during these next 4 days.
Yes, I know I do. This is the week with that you know, I feel like that 8 or 9 pounds just kind of creeps on. So I've got to keep that off the best way possible. Spend an extra half hour in the gym. Whatever I got to do.
There you go. All right. Well, you may want to be inside instead of outside. Right now from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines. Fair skies, 33 degrees, a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. That feels like temperatures 27 degrees this morning. And today it'll be cloudy skies moving in and then rain later on today. A high of 42 degrees here in central Iowa. East-northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, rain, overnight low of 32 degrees. The winds will pick up out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour as a winter storm warning is in effect for northwest Iowa. Beginning tonight, and then early tomorrow morning, we will see a wind advisory here in central Iowa. We could see winds up to 40 to over 50 miles per hour wind gusts throughout the day on Wednesday. High of 37 degrees under partly cloudy skies. And on Thursday, cloudy and then snow later on in the day on Thanksgiving, a high of 36 degrees. And then Friday, rain and heavy at times, a high of 44 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, Des Moines property owners, consider yourselves warned. It's going to cost more this winter to leave snowy sidewalks not shoveled. Des Moines Public Works Director Jonathan Gano says fines are going up $50, starting at $75 for a first offense, all the way to $175 for a fifth and subsequent offenses. Gano says the city took a number of complaints last winter of sidewalks that weren't shoveled in the city of Des Moines. Des Moines has more than 750 miles of sidewalks, meaning the city can only respond those that aren't shoveled when someone complains. Des Moines City Code says property owner has 48 hours from the time it stops snowing to clear their sidewalks. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, men's college basketball, Drake Bulldogs on the road at the Gulf Coast Showcase Tournament down in Fort Myers, Florida, and Miami of Ohio defeated the Drake men 67-59. They'll play in the consolation game today at 10 o'clock against Northeastern. Tonight, UNI takes on West Virginia, both teams undefeated. They'll tip off at 7:30 tonight at the Cancun Classic in Mexico. CBS SN will televise the game. Last night, NFL week number 12 comes to an end, and Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens handed the Los Angeles Rams a 45-6 drubbing. That might have knocked the Rams out of the playoff picture. Tonight, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild on the road at Texas tonight. They'll face off at 7 o'clock, while in NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves also on the road at Northern Arizona, and they'll tip off at 7:30. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has a season opener for both the Dowling girls and boys bowling teams. They'll be taking on Fort Dodge this afternoon at Val Lanes. Boys match gets underway at 2:30, the girls at 3:30. And in boys swimming, the season opener for the Dowling boys are at the five-team Ankeny Invitational, and they'll get underway at 5:30 at the Trail Point Aquatic Center in Ankeny this afternoon. And finally, tonight, the season opener for the Dowling girls basketball team. They come in ranked number 2 in Class 5A, and we'll have the game right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling at Lincoln. Pregame at 6:45, tip-off 7 o'clock, as the tip-off has been moved up tonight. So join us tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling at Lincoln, and girls high school basketball from the Roundhouse at Des Moines Lincoln. Once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One studio. Fair skies and 33 degrees, a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour today. We'll see increasing clouds, rain later on this afternoon with a high of 42 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are starting to slow down a little as you're making that drive in this morning, but not too bad. 8-minute drive from the West Mixer to downtown, 235, 8 minutes as well from the East Mixer to downtown. No other problems to pass along besides the stall, I-235 westbound at Keough on the right shoulder. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, today's saint is a great saint for all young people struggling to discern their calling from God. St. Columban today was a young Irish teenager when he first heard the call of God to become a priest. But Columban resisted that call. He had reservations about the life God was calling him to. One reservation was his strong temptation to lust. After wrestling with the call, Columban sought advice from a hermit who encouraged him to seek an inner peace with God. So Columban secluded himself on an island off the coast of Ireland. There he fasted and prayed for several years. God deepened the call to Columban and bid him to travel to Gaul as a missionary. He and 12 companions went to modern-day France and began preaching the gospel and correcting some of the abuses from the Frankist bishops. Columban even challenged the king of Franks to reform his life. Because of his bold action, Columban was deported back to Ireland, but a shipwreck kept him on the continent, where he continued his work there. He died in 615. Today, we ask this heroic man of God, St. Columban, to pray for us. Amen. And a thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the show. A family man that knows how important wills and estate planning is. Well, it's because he's been doing it for over 30 years. Can't thank him enough for underwriting our saint of the day, 224-1776. That is 224-1776. When we come back, Sonia Corbett coming back on here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, November 26th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Catholic Charities is looking for groups of 3 to 5 people to help newly arrived refugees feel at home in our community. These groups commit about 4 hours per month helping our newcomers navigate the school system, learn how to use money, navigate laws, language, and more. If you're interested, call Catholic Charities at 237-5027 and ask for Holly. That's 237-5027. The upcoming holiday season can be difficult for those who have lost a loved one. Consider taking advantage of the retreats, days of private prayer, and spiritual direction offered by Emmaus House to find peace many need during the hectic holiday planning. Visit theemmaushouse.org to learn more. The St. Joseph Educational Center and Creighton University invite you to consider pursuing the Certificate in Theology and Ministry. It's a digitally delivered 6-course program designed to deepen knowledge in Catholic faith and enrich one's pastoral skills. The Certificate in Theology and Ministry is expected to launch this spring. For more information, visit sjeciowa.org. That's sjeciowa.org. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. It's always a treat to have Doc on the other day, Dr. Jim Blessman, the founder of Blessman International, and to talk about our upcoming trip. Hop on to iowacatholicradio.com for a mission trip you're never going to forget. Next July into August, we are going to be going to South Africa. So click on events, South Africa, or Africa trip, and then you're going to have all the details there. We make it pretty easy on you to sign up online as well, but I would love to have you join us, me, Father Adam, Westfall, and a whole crew here for Iowa Catholic Radio. We are going to be on mission for God. iowacatholicradio.com for more details. And by the way, while you're there, click on donate, and you can see it really is nicely done. I don't know who's taken over the design of all this, but Giving Tuesday is December 3rd, and that's when people all around, you know, it's kind of the new thing. People are giving to different charities on Tuesday. And why not remember us in Giving Tuesday? I know Bell has done a great job at taking, you know, I had my picture taken with the signs for giving and all that sort of thing and prompting people to give. Go to iowacatholicradio.com, click on donate, Giving Tuesday right there, click on it and make a gift this Tuesday or before. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's go to my last guest of the day. She is, well, she's familiar to the show, Sonia Corbett comes back on. Hi, Sonia.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You have a new book out called Exalted, How the Power of the Magnificat Can Transform Us. You are a convert to the Catholic faith, and Marian, or devotion to Our Lady, really didn't come easy for you at first.
It didn't, and I have since learned that it's really true that way for a lot of converts, but and I'm not sure why that is, except that maybe it's just been drilled in our heads for so long, you know, that we don't pray to anybody but Jesus. Yeah. And so it was very difficult for me. I went to a penance service, and I went to my bishop for confession, and he told me after my confession that the measure of my Catholicism was my relationship to Mary. And I was offended by that because it had, first of all, nothing to do with what I was in there confessing. Mm. But secondly, because, you know, I didn't go through all I went through to come into full communion with the Catholic Church to be half a Catholic. And so it bugged me a lot, you know, what he said. I just, but I didn't understand, and it was a little strange, and I finally just went to her and said, you know, look, I think this is weird. I think it's weird, all the attention you get. I don't understand it. But if you're willing to teach me, I'm willing to learn, and you know how that works.
That's
she pulled
the first
me right
step.
Up in her mantle.
That's it. That's all. That's all it takes right there. I had similar. I was not a convert to the faith, but I remember while I was in seminary for a short period of time, I really struggled with devotion to Our Lady for a period of about a year, and I loved learning Marian, you know, Mariology. I loved studying Our Lady and reading books on her, but that connection just wasn't there in
exactly.
prayer. And my spiritual director, who is now my bishop, he actually said to me, he said, John, you know, first of all, relax. You know, don't this mm-hmm. is on her and her son, not on you. Just invite him in. Go to Jesus and ask him to introduce you to his mother. And I thought, wow. And that was
yeah.
it. It was a game changer right then and
it
there.
Totally
and that
is.
Devotion was cultivated.
Yep. And I'll tell you something that was so sweet. As I was studying the Magnificat, that was actually part of why I was trying to study it, is because I wanted to know more about her. I wanted to understand what was in her heart when she opened her mouth to praise God. You know, why did she say the things she said? And what I discovered is that she attempted and did make a personal connection with me in the one way that she could have so effectively, and it was through the Scriptures.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're a Bible lover, as I know your past faith. What was it? What were you again?
Southern Baptist.
Southern Baptist. So that kind of instilled that in you, and you brought that into the Catholic world now in a beautiful way. But I have to think, you know, reading the Bible, formerly as a Southern Baptist, but now as a Catholic, I have to think that it's so much more full or rich, especially when you get to some of these parts of sacred scripture like the Magnificat. I mean, you can just go so much deeper here.
Absolutely. And everything ties together in a way that was so disconnected for me before as a Southern Baptist. The Catholic Church is so sane, and it's so consistent, and that's part of what was so beautiful about studying her Magnificat was seeing the connections to the Old Testament and to the Scriptures and her love of the Word. That's what she really shared with me, was how much she loved the Word. When she started to praise God, she was singing the song, partly, the Song of Hannah, and pulling from the Psalms that she would have been praying on a daily basis. So what she was saying to me, I think, first of all, it was an invitation, and it's an invitation to each of us, I've discovered. When we read and meditate on her Magnificat, she is inviting us into a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit that she experiences. That's the first thing. But secondly, she's also trying to show us and invite us to a deeper relationship with the Word of God. The Word is her Son, both in the Eucharist and the Scriptures, and so she's really inviting us into a deeper relationship as Catholics with the Scriptures.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. If some of you are wondering what we're talking about with the Magnificat, that's it. Luke's Gospel, Luke 1, 46 to 55, where it really is Our Lady's hymn of praise to the Lord. And right then and there, right at the beginning, my soul magnifies the Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Just think of that prayer uttering from Our Lady's mouth. I mean, it's just beautiful when you think of it.
It is beautiful, and we always think of Mary as so reserved, and she may have been. We don't really know, but what we see right there just in that opening line is that word rejoice is a twirly word, you know, like a little girl who's playing in the yard and just gets so excited, and she's twirling around, and she's rejoicing. You know, it's a full laughter, a joy from the deepest parts. And so she may have been reserved, but her soul was leaping, you know, toward the Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful, beautiful Magnificat. The canticle is just, it's fabulous.
Well,
a whole lot about her.
I don't know why you Catholics call her blessed. Well, here we are, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Right here, Sacred Scripture.
Amen.
The Blessed Virgin Mary. Go ahead.
We absolutely don't have to defend any of that, because it really is. It's right there in her song. Even the parts right there of the rosary, those prayers and that kind of stuff, I mean, it's all just really right there.
Yeah. You're bringing back so many memories for me from seminary again, because this was a prayer that we would pray during evening prayer. And
right.
It was, you know, praying that prayer together. I remember there were times where, you know, I wasn't there, wasn't feeling connected, just like we all get at times in prayer. But when this prayer would come about and you'd have, you know, all those guys surrounding me praying that prayer, you just felt lifted up. I mean, you're praying the words of the Blessed Mother right here. Continuing on, he has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. What kind of fear are we talking about?
This is the kind of fear that is afraid of sin, because sin separates you from him, and the longing of the soul from the very first breath until the very last one we breathe is that unity and that union with God. And Mary knows what that is, and she knows how to receive it, and she knows how to dispose ourselves to receive it. And so that fear, it's not so much that we're afraid of God himself, but that we're afraid to be separated from him. And so we respect his justice and his mercy so much that we're unwilling to sin so that we can be as close as possible. And here's the thing, you know, we say this a lot, and I remember just not understanding, why not sin? You know, I mean, it's just a rule. Everybody breaks the rules. Nobody's perfect. What's the point? And the point is that the quality of life that we're intended to have is God's quality. You know, and so is he filled with purpose? Is he creative? Is he joyful? Is he fulfilled? You know, what is his life like? because that's the life he wants to give us. And so the life that we're looking for is in him. And that's why we don't sin. That's why we should be afraid of sin, because it separates us from that abundant life that Jesus promised and he died to give us, and that Mary experiences. She knows how to receive that, and that's what she's saying. She doesn't fear God himself like he's going to, you know, strike her down, but that she fears sin so that she can never be separated from him. And she couldn't be, because she is her son's mother.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, she teaches us how to have that relationship as well.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. You know, Mary is the model of humility for us as Catholics, friends. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. You saw how, you see the place she takes before Almighty God. It's all about him. It's all about God. It's not about her. It's not about us. It's all about God, and that's why we look to Our Lady to model that source of humility, that dependence that Our Lady had completely, totally on God. Unbelievable. It gives me the goosebumps just even to say
it. I know, it does me too. It does me too, because what I know now after studying her Magnificat is that she was obedient and submissive to everything, but she did it because she was just open. She was so open to anything God wanted, no matter what, whether it was good or bad or happy or sad or painful or blissful or whatever. She was open to anything. And because that openness was so present in her, it gave birth to the Word of God, you know. And so that's what she wants for us. She wants us to be open to that Word of God every day through the Scriptures, through the readings of the Church, so that he can come alive in us too, and we can share him with the world in a similar way. Not the same, obviously, but in a similar way that she did. She's teaching us how. She's teaching us that humility and openness to whatever God brings on a daily basis, and seeing it through the lens of the readings of the day, is what brings that humility and what brings that change and transformation in the whole world and in us and our lives and our messes.
The book is called Exalted, How the Power of the Magnificat Can Transform Us, by Sonia Corbett. Sonia, it's always a treat to have you on here. I love promoting your works. God bless you, and thanks for coming on.
Likewise. Thanks so much, John. Have a great morning.
All right, you as well. You can find it, friends, on AveMariaPress.com. Otherwise, you can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it, they will order it for you, I promise you. And that puts this show in the books. We'll be back on tomorrow. Wednesday, live from the Mercy One studio. Thursday and Friday, we'll be off. You'll be hearing some of our music from our music station, so make sure to tune in. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
We never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Sons Naturescapes, and Blessman International.